So again, very warm welcome back into our online Dharma hall. Those who have been at the early morning sit, which wasn't that early this morning in the UK, have seen that I'm back in Gaia House. So let's pray that the internet is with us. So really want to start to wish you once again a really, really happy new year. You know, may this be a year that really will bring some changes, or at least start some changes, which we so desperately need. Yeah. Okay. So just taking a moment or so more to land in, land with each other. And if you like, again, take a moment, go to the gallery view and just take each other in, you know, these different corners, these different little niches in our online Dharma hall. And again, really warm welcome to you all. I'm just taking you in. That's why I'm silent. Hello. If you want, maybe unmute if you like to, and if you just wanna wish others a happy new year, if you feel moved, you know, no pressure, but feel free to unmute and maybe just say happy new year if you
Happy
want.
New Year to
Happy New
everybody.
Year, everybody.
Hey,
Happy
Happy
New
Year.
Year, everyone.
Happy New Year.
Happy
New Year.
Happy New Year.
Bless you all.
Blessed be.
Happy New Year.
Oh, thank you. This was such a lovely short symphony of well wishes. Really sweet. Really sweet. So, I was thinking of what to offer in this guided meditation today. And I would like to pick up the image of being like a tree and play a little bit with this as a, you know, as some kind of meditative perception in which we let our heart mind resonate in. And what I did is I have another device at the window. Where is it now? I hope I didn't lose it. I lost it. No, I have to find it. One moment.
Allowed to do casting for you.
I have it, yeah. So did you make it did you make it already a spotlight?
I just spotlighted it so you can find it.
So is it spotlighted, Anne? So can you see the spotlight of the Gaia House oak tree? Just outside there, it's life. So many of you who've been here in Gaia House will know this tree, its strength, its size, its presence in the ground, among these two other trees, another oak tree and an oriental plane, which you can see on the left-hand side. And just sitting a moment with this image, if you wish, or if you wish to bring to mind a tree that is really dear to you, that is really, you know, plays plays a part in your psyche, in your world. It doesn't need to be this tree. I just thought this is a tree which is loved by many, which is known, which has been met, has been touched by many. of you. Maybe becoming sensitive, if not already so, becoming sensitive of how this image, your image or the image on the screen, is impacting, resonating in your heart mind. And then in your own time, if not done already so, take your seat, take your stance, lie down on this very earth, root yourself as shown by this tree, deeply into your location. So taking a moment to take your seat. And then, in your own time, let your awareness descend, sink, drop into the direct felt sensation of contact with the ground below. Knowing directly your feet in contact with the earth below, your lower legs, your sit bones, your bum in contact with the seat, with the cushion, with a chair, with a bench. The contact of your hands resting in each other or resting kindly, gently on your thighs. So in this very direct experience of contact with the ground, let your awareness hang out, linger, rest, return to, no matter how many times you get lost over a period of some minutes. The physicality of the contact calling you back, waiting for you to return and to know it directly. Again and again and again. Touching and being touched. being received in this way. Knowing contact. In this way, moment by moment. And then whenever you feel ready, imagine as much as you can. Again, it's a very, very light inclining of our perception and letting it then resonate in the heart, mind, in the body, mind, heart. See if you can perceive the contact points as the places where the breath is entering you from the very earth, from below, rising up like the sap in a tree into your body. Doesn't mean how high you imagine it. It's more like the movement of the breath entering from below. Energizing, nourishing, uplifting your body. So letting the breath rise to your lower abdomen, upper belly, solar plexus and so forth. But don't force it. Let's see how far the breath wants to rise right now. Without too much effort, without too much forcing. And then with the out breath, let yourself sink root, really let yourself grow roots deep into the holding of the earth below. And then again with the next in-breath, letting it enter from below through the contact points or the perineum. Like sap, just underneath the bark of this oak tree. And with the out-breath, let the out-breath descend, give itself, relinquish itself back into the holding of the earth below. Breathing, perceiving breath in this way. Playing with this perception. opening up to the effects this perception may have on your body, mind, and heart. Let your being opening up to the breath entering your body from below, like a tree is opening up to the nutrients coming through its complex root system. And with the out-breath, give whatever is arising, thought, any sensations, anything, give it back to the holding. Of the earth. Maybe with each out-breath, rooting yourself ever more deeper into this holding. Becoming like a tree. Receiving the rising in-breath. Receiving it as if it is open you up ever so gently from the inside out, is open the pores, the cells of your body from inside out. The out-breath. Give yourself the permission to relinquish to abandon to let be received whatever is arising by the ground below. Breath rising and with the out breath descending. knowing the in-breath rising from the earth, up your body, up the midline of your body, nourishing, energizing, uplifting, ever so slightly inviting every cell to open up from the inside out. And knowing the out-breath descending, dropping, sinking back, inviting you to relax, to release even more back into the holding of the ground below. In-breath rising, out-breath descending. Opening up, receiving. Rising in breath as fully as possible. Abandon yourself to the receiving of the in breath and abandon yourself to the dropping, the releasing, the relaxing of the out breath, rooting you even further to the depth of the earth below. coming like a tree. Steady. Yet dynamic, responsive, deeply rooted. And bridging the earth and the heavens. Receiving the sustenance of breath entering from below, rising into our body. Knowing the invitation to soften, to abandon ourselves to the holding, to our rootedness, with the descending out breath, moment by moment, breath by breath. It's a rising in breath. Touch whatever is arising in your experience on its travel, on its journey. Let whatever is touched by the in-breath follow, invite to follow the out-breath in its descent to the holding of earth below. In this way, let your being be filled by the in-breath, and with the out-breath, let your being be allowed to empty whatever is not needed right now. Putting it down, giving it back. Offering it back to the holding of earth below, allowing yourself to unburden in this way. This tension in your body, this contraction in your heart, this random thought, this story that keeps circling around in your mind. All of it can be touched by the rising out in breath and be released, the descending out breath. giving permission, if you can, to the rising out-breath to receive, to open. Breath ascending. Allowing, giving yourself permission to soften, to release the out-breath descending. Letting the trees be your teacher. And then if you wish, in the last 5 minutes or so of this meditation, in your own time, in your own rhythm, you know, from this sense of your deeply rooted verticality, opening up, widening, extending your awareness. Like the branches of an immense tree, again, if this image works for you, extending your awareness without losing, without leaving the sense of verticality, of being deeply rooted. Can you use sounds to invite your awareness to become more inclusive? You can equally end or just open your eyes from time to time to take in sight, sound, to welcome sight, sound. Without leaving the sense of presence, of verticality, of being centered. Just playing a little bit with this. We open more sense doors and take these invitations of the sense doors, you know, take this as an invitation to widen our awareness, to become more inclusive in our awareness without losing. Without losing our verticality. Breath still rising from the earth below, up the body. Out breath still descending. Flowing back. Maybe feeling the aliveness in your verticality. So. Strength, really, and from this, the ability to open, to stretch our awareness. Playing a little bit with this. Extending of awareness. letting the branches of our awareness extend. Without losing this sense of presence, verticality, a sense of being deeply rooted in our location. So thank you for your practice. So, did this make sense? Could you relate a little bit to these instructions? Yeah? Great, super. And again, please feel free to play with them. So I just put on gallery view. Okay, so. My dear ones, this is our last day of this gathering. Today we meet actually again at 2:00, just check if this is right, for an inquiry session. So this will be a session where we will again divide you into breakout groups. So this will be the main focus of this meeting, to come together in smaller groups, to hear from others, to share and to be received in the awareness of your co-fellows, of your friends there. And after this is for 45 minutes, then we come to our planting and sowing ceremony and the ending of our gathering. So you don't need to bring like a tree or something. So what we thought, you know, you can of course bring a seed, a bulb, a little seedling to the gathering, or you just bring something that is actually symbolizing something you would like to cultivate, to sow, to plant. Or you might have a tree waiting outside to be planted and you bring an object that is representing this tree. Does it make sense? Yeah? So you just bring something that is representing this and then we take it from there. Yeah? Any questions around this? So I don't know, Anne, do you see if someone has their hands up?
Nobody has their hand up.
Great. So it's all clear. I love this. It's really interesting, isn't it? Today with the tree, it is, you know, because I have now the gallery view, it's so still outside there. It's hard. It's not a photo. Yeah, I assure you, it's not a photo. It's actually the tree right now. You might have seen the changing of the light, but it's very, very still. Very still. Yeah. So the oak tree has been greeting you. And be well. And we see some of you back at 2. And others we will hopefully see at 3:30. So farewell until then.